Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Steve Dale is our pet expert at WGN Radio. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I am good. How are you, King John, sir? Your Honor.
The pet behavior consultant and host of Steve Dale's Pet World, Sundays at 5:30. I always enjoy your 1 o'clock show Sundays on WGN. Steve, you bring a lot of energy to what you do.
Well, thank you. Coming from you, truly, you said that once to me in a hallway, and I said the same thing I'm about to say. Coming from you in particular, it's a great compliment. Thank you.
No, you're welcome, and I mean it. Now, answer this question for me. I see a lot of people in my neighborhood standing on the corners while their dogs are visiting, and lately I've been watching this scene where, because the weather's nicer and we have more time outside. So tell me what should happen in this setup. Two people are standing there. They have equal-sized dogs. The dogs are really happy to see each other. One is a little more aggressive, friendly, aggressive, not violent, but just really wants to play. And the other one is game, but he's not as game. But the two dogs would love to tangle. I mean, just wrestle and run around, jump around each other. And so as the two people are holding the leashes tight, 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 they let the dogs get nose to nose, and the dogs are wagging their tail. But it's like torturing these dogs because they want to be dogs, and you don't let them because you are worried that one of them is going to hurt the other or that it's going to get too aggressive. And I'm wondering if, in fact, dogs know their limits. Their motivation is play. They're not going to hurt each other. So should they just let them tangle, or should we keep them restrained? That's my question.
Yes and no. I can't answer directly. It just depends on the dogs, John. So what I don't want to ever see happen is in a neighborhood like, especially a neighborhood where we live, where no matter where you are near a street, you are near traffic, yeah. Not to let those dogs off leash. Dog parks are a mixed blessing. There are other dog-friendly areas in Chicago where the dogs are protected by a fence, and you can let them do their thing if they are the right temperament to do it. Now, dogs are fundamentally social creatures like we are, but all people don't get along. I mean, some bad things happen on occasion, even. And the same is true to a lesser extent, actually. But the same is true with dogs. So not all dogs want to play with other dogs. Not all dogs want to even interact with other dogs. It really depends on the dog.
How about the scene, though? I mean, I know you weren't there, and I don't know what these dogs were thinking, but it sure did look like they wanted to play. And I get your point. You can't let them run around in Lakeview. They're going to be in the street and get killed. But maybe you could let them get right next to each other. And I know our leashes are going to get messed up now, but they're going to bite each other and jump on each other. And it just makes people nervous. But I think that's dogs being dogs. I can just see Fido going, "Oh, hooray, there's Kevin." Assuming Kevin's the name of the other dog. And he goes, "Hooray, there's Kevin." And we're nose to nose. But, oh, no, I can't get any closer to him. It's got to be torture for those things.
Well, first off, it's torture for me. I mean, who names their dog Kevin? Hey. But above and beyond that, yeah. You know, dogs do feel from one end of the leash. If we're anxious, that anxiety actually transcends down the leash to the dog, believe it or not. So dogs pick up on our emotions. If you have a dog, you probably know that. So if you're nervous about your dog interacting with another dog on the street, your dog is going to pick up on your anxiety. That's the first thing. The second thing is dogs are pretty good overall, but not perfect, at reading other dogs. So do you let them play? Do you let them interact? I don't know. You know your dog best. Our job as dog parents, if you will, is to protect our dogs. So if I have any doubt whatsoever, mm-hmm. and I might, mm-hmm. by not only the signaling of the other dog, and I'm trained to, in theory, understand signaling of dogs, but also the signaling of the person saying, "Oh, I'm not so sure about it," then I'm not so sure about my dog interacting. And there is nothing wrong with you walking down the street and just go ahead by those other dogs. You don't know or... Your yeah. dog doesn't necessarily want to know, or if your dog wants to know that dog and your dog wants to play, but you're not sure, I'd go by your instincts.
Steve, you said signaling. What dogs do signals send that I as an owner or I as a passerby can pick up on?
Oh, gosh, all sorts of things. And sometimes we're mistaken about those signals. So as usual, great question to ask. So if the ears go down, if there is a piloerection, you can say that on the radio. We've seen that. The hairs stand up literally on the back of a dog's neck. The tail is wagging can be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. It depends on the way in which the tail is wagging, believe it or not. A gentle wag back and forth, even if it's a real fast one and it looks like a helicopter, it's so fast, that's a wonderful thing. But a wag that goes back and forth very quickly, but the tail is more up in the air, if you will, is either straight, perpendicular, or up,
yeah,
then that isn't necessarily a good thing. It just means the dog is excited. Is the dog excited to see you in a happy way? Maybe not, actually. Tail wagging isn't necessarily an indication. There are all sorts of other subtle signs. Dilated eyes, lick lipping. So you go up to a dog and it lips its licks. It could mean the dog is thirsty, but it could also be a sign of anxiety. And that dog is saying, I'm not so sure about you.
My Daisy does that. She licks her lips when she's anxious, which is whenever I'm within about 18 inches of her. What about this? I wish that wasn't true. If I'm coming up to a dog that I don't know, or maybe I do know, but it's not mine, should I extend my hand to that dog, palm down, you know, let him see the back of my hand and smell it?
I always let, I'm not even that aggressive, and that's not really aggression, but I let the dogs always, always, always sniff me first. I'm, you know, people say, oh, that TV trainer goes ahead and he does blah, blah, blah. I don't do any of that. I let the dog make the calls. And if the dog is wary of me, fine. I don't need to say hello to the dog. I mean, so if I see you on the street, and we have, you don't necessarily instantly come up to me, even pre-COVID, and hug me. You say hello. And if you see someone you don't know on the street, you probably, even friendly John Williams, doesn't come up to that person and say hello and hug them, and you don't even know that person. So I understand, you know, it's fair that the dog can be hesitant. I think it's unfair to dogs. Actually, it's amazing what they tolerate.
Yeah.
So many people go up to a dog and say, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I saw that scene today, Steve. So I'm walking to the bus on Halsted, you know, there by the IHOP. You and I live in the same neighborhood. So there's somebody there walking their dog early in the morning. There's another guy coming up, and he's going, oh, hey, and he's doing that whole I love your dog, getting right in the dog's grill. And I'm like, I don't think you should do that. Should you? I presume you should first ask permission. And even then, that dog is probably not that happy to see you. Just leave the damn dog alone. What do you think of that?
Well, again, it depends on the dog. So, yes, there are many dogs that truly are happy to see any human being,
actually,
any other dog.
And there's some in my apartment that will just jump up and see me. They're very happy. So I'll take that part
back.
But I do think you should sure reserve judgment before you extend your kindness to the dog. Make sure the owner's cool about that to begin with.
I absolutely agree with you, and I want to make sure the dog is cool with it as well. So I let the dog always, always sniff me first.
Yeah.
And if the dog comes up to me in a way that isn't at that point, so the dog is getting closer and closer and closer, and at that at certain point, that dog is unsure, and I can see that dog is unsure, then I don't need to say hello to that dog.
Okay, I got to go, but it's interesting to me. The first question I asked was, when I see two dogs that want to tangle and wrestle and play, should we automatically let them do that? And you said not necessarily. If you are uncomfortable with it, then don't do it, right?
I would agree with that. And if you're uncomfortable, you know your dog best. If you're uncomfortable because your dog may be uncomfortable, then it's just not worth risking that something bad happened.
Yeah. Pet behavior consultant and host of Steve Dale's Pet World, Sunday mornings, 5:30. Listen for him again in the afternoon. He does a double here, Sundays at 1 o'clock. Okay, Steve, good to talk to you. Thanks for your help.
Always good to talk to you. Thank you.
That's Steve Dale.